Even a mushroom cloud has a silver lining. No one ever sees the good in an apocalypse, and that's understandable. A lot of bad things happen when the world blows up. But then it's all crying about the loss of family and the failure of our society. Wah, 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 what have we done? Sure, there's that. But what about the good things brought about by the end of the world? Global warming? It's no longer a problem. And with no more global warming, there are no more whiny hippies. True, it's not all green trees and dead hippies. There are real dangers out there. Toxins, disease, big scary bears that have mutated to become bigger and scarier. But here in the walls of your city, lies hope. Look around. You've already overcome so much. You've beaten the elements. You've provided food for an entire community. You've managed to live together without killing one another or being annoyed by the stink that most of you are putting off. And there, in that willingness to turn your nose, not up in the air, but toward your funky-smelling brethren, lies hope. Hope that we can rebuild this world into a braver world, a saner world. A braver world that's much more sane. A world where no child need cry for dinner. A world where no child need cry because he is afraid. A world where no child need cry because you didn't buy him that ring pop at checkout, even though you know that he'll never finish it and it will just end up a sticky mass of carpet lint and hair somewhere under the seat of the car. A world where no child need cry for want of shelter or love. A world where that child will finally just shut his cake hole. This is your chance to make the world the way you want it to be. A loving world. A free world. Are you going to surrender this chance? God, or Russia, or somebody has seen fit to wipe the slate clean. Now we can apply what we know not to do to make a better world for our children. And their children, and their children, and maybe a few generations beyond that. You've already assumed the right to govern yourself, the responsibility to function under a social contract that apparently didn't mandate bathing. You are now free men and women. Are you going to let these men that gather at your gates take that from you? Just because they're stronger? Just because they have an army of merciless killers? Just because they armed that army with chains and blades and harnessed the power of the mighty and noble buffalo and turned them against you as the menacing war bison? Are you? Or do you accept this responsibility, this glorious burden, to wrestle from these ashes of mankind a better kind of man? Stand. Stand against this threat. Stand with your heads held high, for you are the true possessors of this world's future. Stand proud, and I will stand with you. This is our world to rebuild, not theirs, ours. So let's not fuck it up. The Post-Apocalyptic Nomadic Warrior, from a speech given at the gates of Eternal Hope, Colorado, moments before the massacre of Eternal Hope, Colorado.